Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone, as we take back the show mics from RJ, we've now had a Bob Martin, we've had a Brian Martin, we've had CJ, RJ, we've had a lot of people on the show over the first four segments. For the 162nd Destination Spotlight, it will not be another Martin, I promise you. And before we get to America's 20th state, that was admitted to the Union in 1817, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
And we all want a security system that's going to keep trouble away, not one that just tells you when something bad has already happened. So that's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe, whether you're traveling somewhere near or far. Have peace of mind that your home or small business is always being looked after.
All right, this is very simple. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're working, maybe you're sleeping, traveling, wherever you may be, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that cost less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/care. You're going to save 50% as a show fan today, or you'll find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Mississippi, here we come. Holding for us on the show hotline is Rochelle Hicks, Director of Tourism for Visit Mississippi.
Rochelle, hello. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me on.
Nice to have you aboard today. A few weeks ago, we had Will East on with us during our National Communal Forum segment. He's the program director with our 12 affiliates across your state as part of the Super Talk Mississippi Network. During the conversation, Mary shared a trip we took from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle, and we drove, you know, along coastal Mississippi, enjoying a number of the distinct communities there. Gulfport comes to mind, Biloxi, Ocean Springs, Pascagoula. So enjoying Mississippi's shoreline along the Gulf of America, we say, is a must, Rochelle. How much does it help fuel your tourism?
So our coastal Mississippi makes up about a third of our tourism product in the state. So obviously a very important piece of our tourism story in Mississippi. You know, a lot of people don't realize that Mississippi has these gorgeous beaches and, you know, just all the things you think of when you think of a beautiful coastal community. If we have lots of great things to do, lots of family activities, a beautiful aquarium, science center, you know, lots of stuff that families can do. Enjoy the beach, obviously, food, great places to stay that are family friendly. And then in addition to that, you have lots of great things for adults to do. There's, you know, several casinos there that they all differ and have a really different way of celebrating the state. So Lots of great things to do on the coast. Right now, I've actually just left the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and they are hosting the Clash Endurance USA Triathlon, which is hosting future Olympians, colleges from all over the United States, in addition to your average person, or maybe not so average, that runs triathlons for fun. So it was really cool to,
yeah,
to kind of see all the activity there and just all the, you know, athletes enjoying the water and the food. It was just amazing.
So, Rochelle, Robert and I talk frequently about all the different sectors across the world of travel. And something that we really appreciate about Mississippi is you are known as the hospitality state. And anyone who loves music loves your state, as Mississippi is also known as the birthplace of American music. And Will East actually gave a shout out. You have the Grammy Museum in Cleveland, Mississippi. But hospitality and music, I would say, are the pillars for travel and tourism, making your state a very warm and welcoming state.
Absolutely. We've been called the hospitality state for a long time. And, you know, our tagline for Visit Mississippi is birthplace of America's music. And, you know, over the past year, we've really worked hard to not just say it, but to show why that's true. And we've hosted a podcast called Mississippi on the Map that really highlights different people, different artists that are talking about, you know, why Mississippi is the birthplace, right? So many genres of music were born from the blues, which was, you know, born in the Mississippi Delta. And it just, and it came from all these different cultures of people that, you know, came to be in the Mississippi Delta, and they just created this music that just resonated with people all around the world. You know, we have people from all over the world that come to hear the Mississippi blues. And then, you know, you think about the way that different genres branched out from the blues, rock and roll, you know, Elvis Presley from Tupelo, Mississippi, you know, King of Rock and Roll. Then you got the King of the Blues, B.B. King, from Itabena, Mississippi. There's just so many people,
Rochelle,
so many artists.
There's so many people. I mean, it's unbelievable. You go.
I think it's the most diverse.
So listen, we're not going to have enough time to get into this today, but I'm just going to say this, folks. You know, we talked about the coastal areas of Mississippi, but a great southern charming town of Vicksburg. You've definitely got to check that out, especially if you're a history buff. It is a place well worth your time and travel dollars. But right now, looking at the clock, you know, we have been investing heavily in America's 250th birthday here on the show. What major happening or two can people come celebrate in Mississippi that you're offering, folks?
So I definitely recommend checking out our America 250 website, america250.ms, and that will show you all the great events that we have going on around the state throughout the year, you know, obviously, especially during the July month. But we also have a great event that's going to be on June the 20th. It's going to be held in Jackson. It's called United in Song. And we'll have a choir of over 500 Mississippians, volunteers, who will sing several patriotic songs. We will have, you know, some fun, cool Americana songs as well. So it's going to be a great night of music and celebration. But overall, it's all about celebrating America's 250th birthday and making sure that we tell the story of how Mississippi impacted the nation.
Well, amen to that. Mm-hmm. So, Rochelle, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Rochelle. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Well, there's a quick snapshot of the Magnolia State, folks. That's how we're going to finish up hour one today. By the way, the website to plan your own travels there is visitmississippi.org. Or as Rochelle said, if you want the 250 information, it's america250.ms. In just a few minutes, we're going to begin hour two with the National Communal Forum. We'll also travel the world from your own kitchen ahead in the G Block. The Right Stuff Museum Gallery are also still to come today. Keep those radios locked in, folks. Don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.